We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey! Hello!
Happy Tuesday!
Hey, you know what? It is a good day. There's a lot going on, but it's National One-Liner Day, so I feel like it's a special...
Oh, you're
going
to do some one-liners for us?
What? I don't have any prepared.
No.
You should not argue with an idiot. He will drag you down to his level and beat you with experience. I just grabbed one off the internet, and that's stupid.
That's awful.
That is stupid.
That's just like...
That's the best. That's the best you could do.
We live in a society... I'm pulling up some of the best one-liners on the internet. We live in a society where pizza gets to your house before the police... These are not funny.
That was a joke?
Yeah, apparently these are like great one-liners.
That was just a statement.
Right. It's a one-liner. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
You should pretend this never happened.
Can we just start all over
again? Yeah. Let's.
When I wake up in the morning, don't want a show that's boring, gotta get into my daily grind. By the time I hit the door, turn the show on, I adore Booker, Alex, Sarah on the radio.
So nice to talk to you guys for the very first time today. How are you?
Good.
So good to see you both. It's National Hugging Day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. We should all gather around and have a big hug.
It's also
Squirrel Appreciation Day. So let's appreciate some squirrels.
No, I do not appreciate squirrels.
Why not, Sarah?
Because
they're just out there trying to get a nut.
Well, that's true. Happy One-Liner Day.
They're cute.
Oh, is it Happy One-Liner Day?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh. No, because they make my dogs go crazy.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, it is Tuesday, y'all, and we got a chance for you to win a $1,000 What the Heck check coming up at 8:20 this morning, first chance. But a happy story, that's next on Mix. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Okay, so do you remember last week we told the story about a man who bought a dresser and opened it up, and inside he found an envelope with $5,000 inside.
And he gave it back, right, to set an example for his kids?
Yes.
Okay.
He wanted to show his daughters the right thing to do in the situation. Okay, now we're going to put you in a whole different situation.
Oh, boy.
Think about this for a second. Tell me what you would do if you bought a couch.
Okay.
$70 you pay for an old couch at a secondhand store, not from a person, but from a store. And then you notice in one of the cushions there's a lump.
Uh-huh.
So you open up the cushions, and inside you find a fireproof safe filled with $43,000. What do you do? Came from a store, secondhand store. You paid money for it. Do you take it back?
Are they even able to contact or find?
Right. And then now you're just entrusting a store to do the right thing, to track down the person. Do you trust the store? Do you trust the employee? Tell me something good, bro.
Okay, well, so this happened to an older guy in Central Michigan. His name's Howard Kirby. Paid $70 for the couch. Secondhand store, set it up in his man cave. A few weeks later, he noticed the lumps. His daughter opened up the cushions, and inside was the safe with $43,000.
Oh, my God.
His first thought was, oh, my God, I could pay off the rest of my house and then have a nice chunk for retirement. He even talked to a lawyer who said he was legally allowed to keep it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
But it just didn't feel right. So he got in touch with the store, and they tracked down the family that dropped the couch off. Turned out they donated it after their grandfather passed away, and they had no idea he was stashing cash in it.
Wow.
Howard surprised them with the money last week, and they were blown away. He credits his faith for leading him in the right direction, adding that even though he could legally keep the money, the lawful thing is not always the moral thing. Check this out.
I unzipped it, and then she started pulling out $43,000. $170. Now I can pay off the house. I can get a roof on my house and retire real good and everything. Being a Christian, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner.
And that goes to you.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope it encourages everybody else to do the right thing. The lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
Dude.
So I think what I would do is I would first contact the store and ask the question, like, are you able to contact the owner? And if they said no,
then you would just keep your mouth shut.
Then I would be in a real conundrum, because if they're like, oh, we don't know who dropped it. You know, like, if, for example, when I drop stuff off at Goodwill, there is no way they're able to track
right.
me.
Right. There's no way. All. That's true.
And so what do? You put up a sign like, hey, who dropped off the, but they didn't, the family didn't even know it was there.
Thank God.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, it's really good.
The guy has a big old gray beard like Santa Claus. And what's funny is there's a picture that we'll send to you at the store if you text happy to 51993 of him actually giving the money back to the family. And there is a boy in the background who looks like he's about 13 years old, and he's got the biggest smile on his face because his mind is working like, what are all the things I could use with this money?
College.
By the way, look at this safe in the photo. That's a giant safe. How big was this cushion?
I mean, so funny.
That's the thing. How is it not so uncomfortable when he sat down?
Sarah, you really think he's thinking about college with that money, by the way?
He has a Michigan sweatshirt on.
Oh, Sarah, it was probably like a hand-me-down from a family member. Well, I mean, they are in Michigan.
Let me tell you what his parents are thinking. College.
That may be true. Again, text happy to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening to Mix 94.7.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Trump's Senate impeachment trial begins tomorrow, and his legal team is busy preparing their defense strategy. So far, it's release a live bat in the Senate chamber, then scatter.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with the fires in Australia, but I'm seeing a lot of pictures of kangaroos and koalas and
wallabies. I mistakenly called a kangaroo a wallaby the other day.
They're not kangaroos.
No, it's different.
No, there's two different animals.
I have seen several people post about koala bears, and I'm like, why do we say koala bear? I don't. I say koalas, but I do hear people say koala bears. Oh, look at that cute little koala bear. A koala is not a bear, so
it's
why
not?
Do we call it a koala bear?
That's so weird.
Why? No.
I always thought it was just a koala bear.
It got me thinking about all the other things that we're mispronouncing, and I think this is a public service that we need to do a little bit more regularly, and I constantly am getting caught up on this. Especially since we use our phones all the time. Mm-hmm. We're sending GIFs. What are they? Are they GIFs or are they GIFs?
It's GIF, right?
I think it's GIF, but everybody says GIF.
Yeah.
Think about GIF, the peanut butter, because that's the good way to remember
GIF.
It. The guy that created the GIF says it's GIF. And he knows because he created it.
That's true. Well, he should have spelled it J-I-F, like Jiffy peanut butter.
I hear Sarah saying this all the time, mischievous.
Okay.
And it's important that I correct you and say it's mischievous.
It is?
Mischievous. Mischievous.
Really?
Very rarely do I get things wrong. But here's one I do say incorrectly. Applicable. I say that wrong.
Applicable.
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 Yeah.
But you say applicable?
I say applicable. It starts just like the apps on your phone, not applicable.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Applicable.
What up, Brad Booker? I knew that one. Yeah. Applicable.
Yeah, y'all need to simplify your lives, man. I never use any of these words, so I never have to decide which is the right way to say it or not.
Oh, lately Booker's been dropping some words that I'm like, what's going on here? Are we just trying to humble brag that you know words other people don't? Good for you.
That's awesome.
F-O-Y-E-R. Say it, Sarah.
Foyer.
Foyer. Correct.
Oh, not foyer. Some people say foyer.
Seriously?
Do you have a foyer in your house? It's a meet in the foyer.
Foyer is just being dumb and fancy. It's incorrect. What about this one? We say this one a lot because we're fancy. G-A-L-A.
G-A-L-A.
Oh, I think it's gala, but some people say, are you going to the gala?
Yeah, like the foyer people.
The gala?
Yeah, it's gala, right?
If we're going to the gala, meet in the foyer.
It is gala, not gala. Let me do another one that Sarah says always incorrectly.
Oh, tell me about it.
Okay, just so while we're on this, is a great opportunity to correct Sarah.
Great.
Without looking like a jerk. Okay, you incorrectly say this word every single time.
Have you ever tried to correct her, though?
I've said it once, but she doesn't care. She does it wrong anyway.
And she still does it? Okay.
She's probably still going to say it wrong.
What is it?
O-F-T-E-N. How do you say it, Alex?
O-F-T-E-N. Often.
Sarah?
Often.
Yeah, that's what you guys say, but that is incorrect. It is often. The T is silent. Do not say often.
Well, I wasn't going to. See, I was going to say it the right way, because, but you guys make fun of me because I talk NASCAR. I was going to say, hey, I often do that.
Like, well, that's actually correct.
Exactly, yes. But I was afraid to say it like that. I thought it was often.
I don't even know the last time I've used that. Give me a sentence that I would use it
you
in.
You use it often.
Sarah Dine over
uh-oh,
here.
Oh, Sarah. Chris from Cedar Park is trying to stick up for you.
What's up? Basically, I heard you guys talking about mischievous. And Sarah's right. It is mischievous.
Ah.
No, mischievous.
It's not.
She's mischievous.
It's not mischievous.
It sounds right.
It does sound right, but it's not. Right. It's not. It's mischievous. Mischievous. Because if you look at the way it is spelled, all right, M-I-S, mischievous, right? So it's C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S. There's no I there. If it was mischievous, there would be an I.
You're on an island, bro.
It would be VS.
I mean, Chris and
it's
Sarah
mischievous.
Both saying the
there's
same thing.
There's no island!
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Now, I don't know if this is a case of throwing shade or just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but Justin Bieber was kicked out of a gym because Taylor Swift rolled up. Now, we all know that there is no love lost between the two of those peeps, and it just so happened Justin Bieber was working out at the Dog Pound Gym in West Hollywood with a bunch of people.
I actually know where that gym is. I saw that gym when I was in Los Angeles or West Hollywood. It's right across from Sir Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. We ate right there, and I remember I was looking at that gym, and I said, I want to work out of that gym. I like that name.
Dog Pound. Woo, woo.
Clearly, I cannot work out there because it sounds like I can't afford a membership.
So the Biebs was in there, and then Taylor and her crew rolled up, and were told that everybody, including Bieber, was asked to get the heck out of the gym because Taylor had an appointment. Justin's security team was like, uh-uh, he's going to finish his workout.
Jeez.
Before taking off, and although he did not have an appointment, he finished, although he's mostly just goofing off and dancing. Apparently, he spent a lot of time in front of the mirrors dancing to his new single, Yummy. And then Taylor came in and set up shop. I don't think they even saw each other because I don't think Bieber had any idea that it was Taylor responsible for them leaving the gym.
That's funny.
Once he left, everyone who stayed around was asked to leave. One source connected to the gym says that Taylor did have an appointment with a trainer in the gym, and the appointment was to train alone. Just so happened Justin was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The world we live in, I mean, your appointment to train with a trainer, but you have to have everyone out of the gym. I mean, just the power of Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's paying for that, too.
True that.
Well, I don't know why the Dog Pound didn't just give Justin a heads up before Taylor's bodyguard showed up, but whatevs.
Will this year be the most expensive Super Bowl ticket to get? It sounds like fans love the matchup. I mean, I love it. San Francisco 49ers versus the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs. Which, by the way, congrats to Mahomes for having the best-selling jersey, beating out Tom Brady, who actually owned it for the last 2 years. I have yet to see one Patrick Mahomes jersey, at least in
Austin.
Are
you serious? Oh, wow. Well,
did you see him in Austin? I haven't.
Well, I see him a lot on social media because I'm originally from Kansas City, and everybody is required by law, if you live in Kansas City, to own a Patrick Mahomes jersey. So I see a lot of them, but not a lot flown around
here. When I went to Lubbock this year, every time I go to Lubbock to a football game, there's so many kids wearing Mahomes jerseys.
Well, they should be. He went to Texas Tech.
Now, were they Tech Mahomes jerseys?
No, they were Kansas City,
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, I take it back. Well, it wasn't a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. I saw a Patrick Mahomes jersey earlier this year, someone wearing an Adidas Texas Tech jersey at Dogwood, which is pretty cool. But tickets are ridiculous, y'all, on SeatGeek. The average ticket is going for $6,200.
That's insane.
I mean, this is like $1,000 more than the last record for Super Bowl 52. Now, get this. This sounds good. I haven't done the math yet, so I need you to help me out, Brad Booker. But if you have a group of friends, there's a 22-person suite that's going to set you back about $333,000. So,
jeez.
Do the math. Go to Super Bowl. Have
all
seats,
right,
but you have a suite.
So you take $333,000.
Yes.
All right. And then how many people are allowed to go?
22-person suite.
Okay. I wonder if you can bring alcohol, or
no,
if alcohol is provided.
I'm sure.
Or you have to buy it.
You have to buy it
on top of
absolutely. Really?
Dude, the $330,000?
You're paying $6,000 just for a seat to sit there, you know?
$15,136. And that's per person.
That's ridiculous. But if you have the money, man, and you want to go, this is your jam, that's the best way to do it. I'm hoping they throw in like a free beer or something like that for $15,000.
Wow. My story is very, very short, but it's a big story. Adele's manager has confirmed that Adele is set to release new music this year.
Is that it?
That's it, y'all. Oh. That's huge.
That is short.
That is huge. She has not released music since her album 25, which came out in 2015. It has been a hiatus for sure. She had 19, she had 21, she had 25, and we think this album will be 30.
Wow. Well, she looks good. She's in a completely different mindset.
Yeah, man.
This might either be the best album ever or it might be a huge flop.
Right.
Remember Alanis Morissette when she came out with Jagged Little Pill? She was angry and hated the world.
Yeah.
And the music was so good. And then she fell in love and then everything sucked.
Yeah.
So maybe it might be just the opposite. When she was in love, she was putting out great music. And now that she's single, she's not going to have anything to sing about.
Adele could sing the phone book and I would listen.
That's true. It's about her voice, man.
Very good point. Taylor Swift showed up to work out and Justin Bieber was there, so she had the Biebs and his entire crew kicked out. This just may be the most expensive ticket for a Super Bowl ever. Plus, Patrick Mahomes knocked off Tom Brady as the best-selling jersey in the NFL, and Adele is coming out with new music this year. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. You know when you hold in a secret, it is so bad for you? So let it out. You got to share it with somebody. Share it with your good old friends, Booker, mm-hmm. Alex, and Sarah. It's now time for our dirty little secret.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret?
I always laugh. It's like judge-free zone, like how gyms right now in 2020, we're the judge-free gym. It's like we're the judge-free listeners because we don't know you, so we're not going to judge and hate.
Phil and Kyle, good morning.
Hey.
All right. Well, please, Phil, if you would, tell us your dirty little secret.
All right. So this is a small one, but it takes from everyone. I'm the guy in the office who habitually takes people's food.
What do you mean, from the refrigerator?
I'm not talking full lunches, but I know where the snacks are.
Oh, snacks.
In my coworker's desk.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally, if something is truly, like, going on a couple days in the fridge, I will be the guy to clean it out.
Ew, gross.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow. That could be considered a service.
Honestly. And I don't think these snacks are going missed, but I feel like it's a weird habit I have. I love it. Like, I'm always hungry. I like free food. And I just genuinely get a rise out of kind of taking something that's small, but, you know, that somebody's probably going to want at some point when they're at the bottom of the barrel.
What's funny is he said he likes taking from the fridge. You have to be doing this all the time to know what's been in there. Because if you see something in there, like we go to our fridge, I would never steal from our fridge. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. The idea of eating someone else's food, A, disgusts me anyway, but B, from a office refrigerator is probably about as nasty as it gets.
Like, there's stuff in there that looks good, but it's probably been there since November. Yeah. So you got to be doing it every day to know.
But now I'm just like creeped out.
I'm helping out. I'm cleaning it out. I'm smelling stuff. I'm putting it back. I'm checking it out.
Yeah, gross. I'm also creeped out that Phil's just wandering the halls, like opening up desks, because then that makes me think that does every office have a person like
that? Yeah, it's Alex Franco. Yeah. He's always stealing candy from people.
I do, but I don't open drawers. I don't think he does, but everyone has like a candy drawer, has like some type of snack dish where it's like kind of like help yourself, but don't help yourself every day, all day long. And that's what I do.
In many cases, these have been offered to me before. So I'm just like going in when they haven't invited me in.
You're that little brat at Halloween named Tommy that goes around and takes like the whole bowl of candy instead of just one candy.
If they leave it out? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about Alex, but glad to know he's in good company.
His crown record is 1,319 wins and just 117 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Sev. Sev lives in the Domain area, makes the commute to South Austin, where he works for Protective Services. Let's welcome to Austin's favorite game.
Hello, good morning.
Hey! I'm going to try to make it through this entire segment without calling you Sven. So here we go.
All right.
I'm going to leave. Sarah clearly does not have small children, or else she would get that reference.
What's it a reference to?
Frozen.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I love Frozen.
Clearly. Okay.
I just didn't really.
All right. I'm going to leave the room right now and hang out with my buddy Olaf. And then Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Olaf is the snowman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
so
then there's Elsa
by
and
the
Anna.
Way, I watched Frozen before you even knew what it was.
Sure. Okay.
So
she just wasn't listening to you earlier. That's why.
Oh.
She didn't say anything because she wasn't paying attention.
I just didn't
to
get
you.
The Sev into Frozen connection, Sev into Sven.
Yeah.
Connection.
Okay. How many Svens do you know?
Well, I don't know. I'm just.
Anyway, what I was saying was Alex and Sarah are going to root you on whenever you're done. I'll come back and answer the same 5. If you get more right than me, you're going to win, okay? I am Kristoff.
Oh, got it.
All right.
Hey, bro, when you come back, no more. Yeah, it's not even.
Wait, we've given you enough pity laughs.
Yeah, that was, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Sev, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question number 1, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Both won SAG Awards on Sunday night, and then they talk to each other, and everybody's flipping out. Jennifer Aniston won for what TV show? She's currently on a TV show with Reese Witherspoon. What's it called?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. How about this? There is new music out from the Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. I love it. In the music video, they recreated 3 classic 80s movies, including what movie with Tom Cruise dancing in a white shirt and underwear?
Oh, Risky Business.
Okay, Rihanna is single again. She had been dating a Saudi billionaire for the past 3 years. What is the name of her makeup line?
No, draw a blank. Oh.
Gina Davis is 64 years old today. She stars in what movie where Tom Hanks says, "There's no crying in baseball"?
League of Their Own.
And finally, the long-awaited Bad Boys movie, Bad Boys for Life, had a huge weekend at the box office. What number Bad Boys is this?
3.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello.
Hey.
He got the ones I expected him to get right and the ones I expected him to get wrong.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, do you think I'll do the same thing, Sarah?
You're going to do pretty good today.
You'll get one wrong, I know for sure.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Tell me which one it is, okay? All right, here we go.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt both won SAG Awards at these. SAG Awards on Sunday night. Yeah. Jennifer won for what TV show?
Morning show?
Yeah. Haven't seen it yet. There is new music from the Jonas Brothers. It's a song called What a Man Gotta Do, and I love it.
Oh my God, it's so good. Can we just talk about that for a second? Mm.
Caught my heart about 1-2 times. Don't need to question the reason I'm yours.
God, I love this song.
I'm yours.
All right, go ahead and talk until the chorus kicks in.
They recreated 3 classic 80s movies in the music video for this song, including what movie with Tom Cruise dancing in a white shirt and underwear?
Yeah, Risky Business.
Yeah. You want me to continue?
Yeah, no.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
What a man gotta do. What a man gotta do. To be totally loved by you.
That was my best part.
What a man gotta say. What a man gotta pray.
Your last good night and your first good day. What?
Such a great line.
Rihanna is single again. She has been dating a Saudi billionaire for the past 3 years. Who knew? What is the name of her makeup line?
You know, we always do that thing as guys where we're like, oh, man, there's a chance
now that
she's single. Yeah. But it's like, how do you go? I mean, not that either one of us would be interested, but how do you think there's a chance when she goes from a Saudi billionaire?
There's not.
Or she's Rihanna, period.
Right.
Is it Saudi? Did I say Saudi? Is it not Saudi?
No, I'm talking about billionaire.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
Unless she's tired of that lifestyle high maintenance guy.
Oh, yeah, she's tired of the lifestyle.
She wants to go move in with a dude with a studio apartment. Yeah,
she'd much rather date someone that lives paycheck to paycheck.
Sure. Makeup line, what's the name?
I feel like is this the one I'm going to get wrong, Alex?
Yeah, this is the one.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like the second you say it, I'm going to be like, duh.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Fenty.
Oh, yeah.
Fenty. Yes.
All right.
Robin Fenty is her real name, and that's what the name of the line is. Yeah.
Gina Davis is 64 years old today. What's the name of the movie she stars in where Tom Hanks says, "There's no crying in baseball"?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah. And finally, the long awaited Bad Boys movie, Bad Boys for Life, had a huge weekend. What number Bad Boys is it?
This is Bad Boys 3. They're already working on a Bad Boys 4,
I
hear.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Woo! Man. Give me a couple more
dings. You know what? You don't need to. One ding is sufficient.
Oh,
okay. Well, impressive.
Thank you very much, Sav. Do appreciate you listening.
No problem. No problem. Of course, I just got off graveyard shift, so that's a little bit of a minus. So, okay.
Oh, well, there you go. You've been working all night long, so I'll give you that.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have to say it.
I know. My name is Seth from Austin, and I lost a book.
Can't be
Booker. All right, got it.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah makes 94.7.
At the SAG Awards, sparks flew as Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reunited backstage. Sparks also flew at Angelina Jolie's house when she threw rocks at her TV.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
One of the questions I get asked most by single girls is, where do you meet guys in Austin, Texas? And maybe in the new year you are on the hunt. So here are a few of my suggestions. Real places where I actually did meet guys, okay? So number one, take a class. For example, I always wanted to try improv. So I signed up for Improv 101 at the Institution Theater. And every week I went and took a 3-hour improv class. I had no idea that class would turn into my entire social life for 3 years. And in that 3 years, I dated 2 guys and made out with a ton of other guys. Like, literally the entire improv community I made out with here in Austin.
So if we were to rank the hottest guys that Sarah's made out with and the not so hot guys that Sarah's made out with,
don't be mean,
the improv dudes would be right there at the bottom of the list.
Okay, but you know what? I had a great time.
Oh, yeah, I really did. That's true.
Okay. Another idea is get a part-time job. Now, I know a lot of people don't have time to pick up a part-time job, but after I broke up with my boyfriend, I got a part-time job at the Alamo Draft House just to have something to do. I needed something to do on Friday and Saturday nights instead of just sitting in my condo alone. So I hosted, and I met so many servers and managers and coworkers in the year that I did that. Now, I didn't date any of them, but I did meet so many new, interesting people. Join a club.
All right. You're going to say all that and not mention that you dressed up as a shark?
Oh, I did dress up as a shark. I did. They have the Jaws thing, and at one point in time, I was dressed up as the shark. I was not the person that grabs your legs under the water. I was just the... this was like 2 years ago. I was the pre-entertainment. So as
the
everybody,
pre-entertainment.
Yeah. The pre-entertainment.
So I would just kind of like run around and chase
people.
Oh
man, that's hilarious.
And I think I got paid like $8 an hour. Totally worth it.
Yeah, you had fun though. You made great.
I did.
Right.
I had so much fun. How about join a club or a community group? So I do commercials for Precision Camera. And last year we did a photo walk around South Congress. So many fun people showed up. It was free, and we walked Congress for 2 hours. And if I was single, I would have totally exchanged numbers with some of the people that I met. Mostly girls, but you never know. It was new people that I met that day, and it was fun. You could sign up for a 5K. Joining a running group in Austin is such a great way to meet people and also get in shape. I did Rogue Running back in the day, and every single Saturday, you would go on a long run, and people would run in groups and really get to know each other. Plus, they always had get-togethers and happy hours, and I did go on a date with a guy from Rogue Running. Also, join a boutique gym. Now, I know that they can be pricey, but it is at the beginning of the year, and a lot of the boutique gyms are running deals. I used to go to Metabolic, and it was filled with guys, and they would host river float trips. They would have bar crawls. They would have happy hours and parties all the time. So many opportunities to meet guys.
See, it's weird because I would think that you would only go to boutique gyms around Halloween.
Oh, because boo. You know what I say to that?
The worst
boo.
One you've ever done in
boo.
Your life.
I say boo.
Oh my God, dude.
Okay, here's a, no, it's bad. Okay, here's another idea. Go to where your college, where you're an alumni of, is hosting watch parties.
Yes.
I know maybe not every school has a huge alumni group here, but man, if you went to one of the big state schools, they have watching parties. I don't know if they do for basketball, so you might have to wait until football season starts up again, but that is such a great way to meet people. And then finally, get a dog. Now, I'm saying get a dog if you want a dog and you want to be responsible for a dog. But getting my dog, Jet, opened me up into this whole new world. I met a group of friends that became my family. He got me out of bed on Saturdays. We would go to dog parks where there are always young people just sitting around watching their dog. Dogs are great conversation starters. I mean, if you just go sit with your dog in an outdoor patio on South Congress, you will meet people.
They yeah, I mean, not come. Very attractive people. Most of them are dogs.
Dude. Oh, my God.
What? 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 Somebody is on fire.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
Right. To recap.
Yes.
How to meet guys in 2020. Take a class. Get a part-time job. Join a community group. Sign up for a 5K. Join a boutique gym. Go to your alumni events and get a dog. That is my dating diary.
Thank
Those
you,
are
Sarah.
Good, right?
They
Those
are.
Are
great. Fantastic
right?
ideas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.